You know, we mentioned a guy named Tony DeCoppel yesterday. You may not know him. He's the brand new host for the CBS Evening News. And the reason he came up on our air yesterday was because CBS got some backlash. They sent him to Grand Central Station with his name printed on a piece of poster board. And he said to everyone, "How do you think you pronounce this name?" And everyone said, "I don't care. Move. Get out of my way."
Maybe I thought about this a lot yesterday for some reason. Maybe the most radio thing a TV station has ever done. Yeah. I mean, that's a radio gimmick.
Of course. Very much a radio stunt.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, it would be one thing if he was going to be hosting a late night show, but he's hosting the CBS Evening News. It was very surprising that they did that. And the last guy told him, he's like, "How would you pronounce that?" And the guy goes, I wouldn't
move. Yeah. I'm late for my train.
Didn't care at all.
Nothing.
About Tony DeCoppel. And one girl said, "Now, what are you doing? You running for office?" He goes, "No, I'm taking over CBS Evening News, you know, with Walter Cronkite." And she was like, "Who?
What?
No.
I'm 29.
There's nothing about that kind of stuff. Well, DeCoppel.
His first official newscast was last night.
Yeah, he had to he hit the ground running because of the Venezuela takeover. So he had to go in for breaking news on that. But the first official CBS Evening News with Tony DeCoppel was last night. And speaking of radio, it reminded me of the very first broadcast of this program, which was almost, 27 years ago to the day that Tony DeCoppel started his broadcast. Here was his newscast, one of the stories that he was doing.
All right, to other news, as you just heard from Jill, to other news now, to Governor Walz. No, we're going to do Mark Kelly. First day, big problems here. Are we going to Kelly here, or are we going to go to Jonah Kaplan? We're doing Mark Kelly.
They did it. They did Mark Kelly.
That was
a rough 21 seconds.
Yeah.
First day, it happens. Now, compare that. Who did it better? Tony DeCoppel or two guys named Chris 27 years
show number one.
Earlier, show number one.
It is 6:02.
And Nextel is sponsoring the weather right now by Ed Matthews. Nextel. You've never used a phone like this before. Call 1-800-NEXTEL-9.
Okay. You know what? I'm doing the wrong thing there, quickly. First thing out of the blocks there. Here's Ed.
You're going to need to stay warm here in the Piedmont today. It's going to be partly sunny, breezy, and quite cold today. Temperatures for highs between 30 and 35, but we'll have a wind chill today.
Hey, where do we go? Days when the rains came.
For tonight, partly
down
sunny.
In the hollow.
Nice push. I think it's almost.
I can tell by your face it never gets easier hearing that.
I hate hearing that. Like, we play it every year.
I just can't listen to that song anymore.
That's awful. No. That's awful. All I hear is poor Ed. Now, who's still standing? Us and Ed.
True.
He's still going.
Very true.
He's still not Nextel. Nextel
no,
gone.
They're gone.
Yeah. Tony DeCoppel. I hope he has.
Jury's out.
I hope he has a good 27 years because that was a rough start. We know how that is. It's very similar. Oof.
And the one of the biggest names in the market gave us a call right after. Said, "Great job, great start."
Yeah, great start. He was tuned in, you know, for the first.
Oh, I'm sure he was. Yeah.
It was the very first,
first moment.
And then you hear that.
And for him, I bet he couldn't get himself up off the floor from laughing.
He loved it. Probably wet his pants.
That was on me. That was me. I was pushing the button.
It was like weather button or Van Morrison button.
And I hit
Brown Eyed Girl.
Hit Brown Eyed Girl. And then it was like, well,
they're both going.
Let's hope this weather finishes before Brown Eyed Girl starts.
Where do we go?
It didn't start. It wasn't even close. Who did it better, Tony DeCoppel or two guys named Chris? Big E. First day.
I still think you win on the awkward moment.
Yeah. DeCoppel, I mean, he handled it pretty well. You know, what could he do?
We don't know anything about, I really know very little about the man. I wonder if he has a reputation for hollering at somebody off camera. How did that happen?
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of bad.
All I did
at that level.
I just started crying and the phone rang and it was, you know, the guy from down the hall who said that was a nice start. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, our boss called and said, "What would you say happened there?" Maybe you can get it together for the next time you go on.
Yeah. Don't do Van Morrison and the weatherman together.
Don't do that the same. Now, speaking of who did it better, we have here a couple of pieces of audio you can compare. A member of the Trump administration, the White House Deputy Chief of Staff, Stephen Miller, was on CNN yesterday talking with Jake Tapper. And they were talking about, of course, the takeover of Venezuela. And they're saying that Stephen Miller, the Trump guy, had a Jack Nicholson moment. And you tell me who delivered the line better. This is Stephen Miller.
You invaded the country. We took, went into the country and we seized the leader of Venezuela.
Damn straight we did.
This is Jack Nicholson.
Did you order the code red?
I did the job.
Did you order the code red?
You're damn right I did.
Okay. Who did it
better? Miller was good.
He was. Yeah, he was. You did it right, we did.
You
damn straight. We took over Venezuela.
You invaded the country. We took clear. Went into the country and we seized the leader of Venezuela.
Damn straight we did.
But
damn straight.
Now, Nicholson.
You ordered the code red.
I did the job.
Did you order the code red?
You're damn right I did.
Man, that's good.
What a scene. That scene is that movie. I mean, that is fantastic. Yeah. I mean, they get in on his teeth and Tom Cruise is like, what? You did? He was surprised to hear it. Nice job by both. Speaking of colorful public servants, we have Grady Judd again. He's that sheriff.
Our favorite sheriff.
He does such a nice job.
Polk County, Florida.
That's correct. He explains what criminals have done in a colorful
way. His press conferences, he must do them, I think, once or twice a week. They're fantastic.
He's really gained the reputation. He's the guy.
Do you think he has designs on running for higher office, or does he just love being sheriff?
I don't know. I mean, I have family in Polk County, and they love him.
Yeah.
And he just seems to enjoy being sheriff of Polk County.
Yeah.
I feel like he would have run by now, because he's been doing this a long time. Well, another good one the other day. They apprehended a man at a construction site. He was wearing some questionable garments and was alone at the construction site. He was trespassing.
Questionable garments? Does the sheriff detail them?
He does. The deputies went up to his car and found this.
This is Matthew Zaccarino. He's 39. He's from Altamont Springs. And he's on this construction site in a vehicle by himself. And as our deputies approach him to see what's he doing on this construction site, we see this dude wearing a red lace bra with prosthetic silicone breastises. Know what I mean? Well, then we notice he's wearing a G-string, showing off the boys. You know what I mean? Under a prosthesis, we found a gun. Ooh, it was ugly. It was so ugly. Anyway, he went to jail.
Yeah, he's arrested for trespassing.
For what?
Trespassing and
illegal possession. Possession of some breastises.
He said he was going to a costume party, but the deputies didn't believe him and said, "Where's the costume party?" And he could not answer the
question. In my pants.
Yep. So that was it.
Okay.
Know what I mean? I like that.
Breastises.
Yeah, I like the way he did that. Mark. Crime Beat here. This is from a Taco Bell on New Year's Eve. This happened in Pennsylvania. 23-year-old woman Destiny Green is now wanted on an attempted murder charge after she allegedly hit her boyfriend with her car after they had a fight at the Taco Bell on New Year's Eve. She tried to hit him.
I told you to take me someplace nice.
I think that was...
I did!
I think that was the issue, honestly. I think she didn't take him... He didn't take her anywhere nice enough, and that was that. So, at the Taco Bell, she chased him with the car. He got out of the car because they were fighting inside the car, and he was trying to defuse the situation, and she chased him down and tried to hit him with the car. This 12-year-old boy saw what happened.
I just hear a crash, and I look outside, and he's on the floor, the car is destroyed from the front end. If we didn't have this truck, you would have been not alive.
Apparently, a truck intervened and knocked her out of the way and destroyed the car. And he was able to survive with minor injuries. But boy, she was a hothead. Now, that's a murder charge, an attempted murder charge on her.
And you end the relationship?
That's always the question, isn't it? Will they be back together?
I mean, Kelly, you and your wife watch way more Dateline than Biggie and I do. Do they ever get reconciled?
They do. Sometimes.
I love her.
I feel like he had broken bone, by the way, in his leg. I feel like I would
break that
relationship off. Yeah. Plus, she's probably going to jail for something.
She might not let him.
Yeah, that's possible. And the bad thing is, too, the young boy you just heard from there, the 12-year-old, says, Taco Bell's dead to me. I can no longer go back to Taco Bell.
I just don't want to go near walking there because I always go to Taco Bell to get a drink, and I don't want to walk it there anymore.
That's my daughter.
You ruined it.
That's Taco Bell's her spot.
Catch a stray, man.
Exactly. That's what happens. My daughter, by the way, this was New Year's Eve also. This is where, I guess.
Did she party it up?
She went to a party with her friends, and I stayed up till past midnight because we allowed her to drive home. The house was only 10 minutes away, but I was really worried, you know, on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Of course.
So we allowed it, but I stayed up, watched that football game. I didn't see the ball drop, but what was I watching? Family Ties. At midnight,
God.
When midnight rolled in, I heard fireworks and stuff. So okay, I made
what
myself
do we do, baby? Right,
made myself stay up. So I was watching, but she got home and I said, "How was the party and everything?" Now this is when I think technology can backfire on you. Wherever she went to the party, they only have Netflix, HBO Max. They don't have live television. So
real TV,
real TV. So what they did was watch the ball drop on YouTube, the Ryan Seacrest show to watch the ball drop. They had to stream it on YouTube. But unfortunately, the host of the party, and they started watching, they watched the whole 30-minute show, and the host of the party had chosen the wrong video because when the ball dropped, it said, "Welcome to 2024.
Now you, who loves to go back in time, probably would have loved that.
I would have loved that. The everything lit up, 2024. And I said, "Did you get no hints like what they talked about happening in the previous year and everything?"
Yeah, it sounds like Donald Trump's running again.
And she said, "You know, there were some hints now that I think about it." But she didn't get it, and
oh, that's funny.
He lit up 2024 when the ball dropped. Yep. I guess you could have watched it live on YouTube, but the girl in charge didn't get the right link. And I said, "Well, there you go." And she said, "Plus, they were running about 2 minutes late, and it was about 12:02 when they wound up."
Ugh.
It was a mess.
Saturday, New Year's Eve, you or your daughters?
Push. That's a real push.
You didn't even choose to watch the ball drop. No. You could have, and she watched the wrong ball drop.
I decided against it.